Hi, my name is Patricia. I'm from Littleton, Colorado, and this is my fourth season as a Denver Broncos cheerleader. I actually started dancing when I was 5 years old as an Irish step dancer, so very different from what I'm doing today. I have been involved in organized cheer and dance since my freshman year of high school, so almost 10, 11 years now. I decided I wanted to be a professional cheerleader when my high school dance coach, Sarah Oliver, decided to audition for Broncos, and I saw what an amazing woman she became, and I wanted to be just like that. The thing about the Broncos is they are such a hometown team. Like, I remember watching Elway at the Old Mile High Stadium stomping my feet against the steel stairs, and something I'll never forget, I remember watching them win the Super Bowl against the Green Bay Packers, and there's just memories I'll never forget. They'll always be my home team. The best part about being a Denver Bronco cheerleader is obviously I get to stand on the field watching the game, but the relationships I get to create being on the team. I have 26 best friends, and then I also get to teach little girls in our junior cheerleader program, and that's also a really rewarding experience. So it's hard for me to pick just one. Game day for me, it starts the second I'm walking up to the stadium. Like, it's very calm. People are just kind of scattering in. But then once you start getting on the uniform and going to promos, and then you're standing in that tunnel with the players behind you, it's an adrenaline rush, and it sticks with you the whole game. It's an experience that, like, it's indescribable. I guess my hidden talent is Irish dancing. I always bust it out around St. Patrick's Day. My girlfriends in college always like to bring it out of me too. My girlfriend just got married last weekend, and they cleared the entire dance floor and made sure I had an opportunity to show everyone my skills. 20 years from now, I'll look back at my time with the Denver Bronco cheerleaders, and I will never forget the women that I created relationships with on the team.